This is Holy Land Moments with Rabbi Yekiel Eckstein, founder of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.
Israel, although small in size, is filled with abundant wonders, such as the Dead Sea. Situated some 1,300 feet below sea level, the Dead Sea is the lowest point on earth. It is also one of the saltiest places, nearly 10 times saltier than the ocean. Because of the high salt levels, no marine life can survive in its waters. It's also difficult to swim in the Dead Sea, but you certainly can float. For thousands of years, visitors have flocked to the Dead Sea. Biblically, it was a place of refuge for King David. It was also one of the world's first health resorts, used by none other than Herod the Great. It has been a valuable source of products such as ointments for Egyptian mummification, all the way to potash for fertilizers. Today, many people come to the Dead Sea for its minerals, which are said to cure everything from arthritis to psoriasis. The Dead Sea also has historical value. Here's where a Bedouin shepherd stumbled across the most exciting archaeological discovery of the 20th century. Scrolls, dating from the first centuries before and after Jesus. Subsequent searches have unearthed other scrolls and thousands of fragments, most of which are now on display in Israel. Yes, my friends, the sea may be dead, but it is a place of great life and healing.
We would like to send you a free booklet titled On the Front Lines of Faith, the Historical and Spiritual Bonds Between African Americans and Jews, when you visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca. A message from the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews.